This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Here for another podcast. It has traditionally been the Nick and Jules with M podcast. I say traditionally for 5 weeks. That's enough to create tradition. Now we've ditched M. That sounds mean, but M's gone back to work.
So long.
Jules has returned.
Hello.
And Aaliyah has not returned because that implies you're here, but whatever, entered, I suppose.
Hello. Did you hear the application on the podcast? Is that why you're here? Because we did ask for applicants on the pod.
Did you? Yes,
we did. We were just like, hey, if anyone's moderately interested.
Well, no. I should say yes then.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sure. Of course.
Sure. I mean, maybe.
Why lie when I know exactly? Like,
I was going to say I exclusively listen to the Nick and Jules podcast.
Mm. That's what we like to hear.
Right. She hasn't got time for the live show. She's so busy going through the back catalogue of the podcast.
I like to really listen to a week a couple of times over just to make sure I got everything. Yes, Jules, she is back. Which is exciting to have you upon your return.
Back to usual programming.
Exactly. Back to regularly scheduled. Mm-hmm. Felt good to be back for the first show?
No.
No?
I mean, the show was fun, but waking up for the show was not fun.
Oh, mate. Yeah, of course.
It's fine. We'll get back into it.
Because you've been back into Australia for a few days now.
Yes.
Did that
fix me? No.
No. You didn't hit the reset?
Was I broken? Yes.
You optimistically, Aaliyah, she wanted to, because you got back into the country.
I was supposed to land, so I did land Tuesday morning about 9 a.m. And then my plan was to rock up the next morning for the show.
On the Wednesday.
I was very sick. I managed to catch the sneezies right as I flew out from London.
That's what they call COVID.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, was it a spicy cough?
No, tested. No COVID.
We'll find out in a week's time, I guess.
God damn, Jules.
That sounds like a threat.
Yeah.
We'll find
Stay
out.
Home. Get out of here.
But look, you're in. It's done. We are here, regardless of how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm. And you brought a present and Aaliyah.
Yeah. That's in the. I mean, that'll be in the podcast today as well, the reveal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're here. We've got a producer, which is exciting.
I know.
First day. Did it feel fine?
Fine is a good word to put
it up. Yeah. I feel like because it was the first day and, I mean, you know, just as a bit of sort of how, you know, see how the sausage is made, there really wasn't a ton for you to do today.
I felt very chill, I think, because my laptop died halfway through the show.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, well, I guess this is it. This is how I live now.
Yeah.
Just
the laptop's died. We can't do the rest of the job.
Yep. Nope. Sorry, guys. May as well leave.
Well, hopefully, chill first day.
Yeah.
And then we're going to become demanding.
You better know how to do everything from the drop of a hat tomorrow.
Great. And then I'll have to run and get coffees.
Yes.
Basically an internship.
Well, actually, interesting.
You thought you were getting paid for this?
I was thinking this recently, Jules, about I think as of, you know, for you and I.
How demanding we should be.
In a similar vein where I go, I don't think that we've got the – coming because Aaliyah, she's worked in out of Melbourne, has worked with some other shows before.
Some demanding, more demanding talent for
Slightly more demanding.
Yeah, and I was thinking we're not as demanding as a certain level of talent, but I think we probably – we certainly possess like some of the – we don't know how some of the machine works still. I think we're more clued in than the average show.
Sure.
We run it.
Yeah.
Between you doing socials and me doing the other audio side of things, I think we're pretty collectively good. But then there are things where I go, like, there's an email that you have to send at the end of the week. You know the one that producer Matt used to send.
I sent it temporarily when I remembered.
The one that where you put it all in, like, make it look fancy?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like,
we don't know how to make it look.
Don't know how to do that.
I mean, I used to, but don't admit that. Don't admit.
But I think I don't even know who to tell.
Handball it off.
There's so many things that producer Matt did that we just don't even know. And so, you know, we don't know how to teach you how to do them or even what they are.
That's fine. I have been looking over his handover notes.
Oh, that's good.
And he'll actually
in there about a fancy email though.
I think the note was like, speak to person X.
Yeah.
And they will teach you.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
And he honestly, producer Matt will help you.
True.
If you just get Matt, he's great. If you get in touch and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
R.I.P.
He's not dead. He's just
in R.I.T. Tasmania.
True.
Rest in Tasmania.
True. Overseas.
Jules, we have obviously there's going to be a bit of European influence on the show for the next little while.
Yes. And even when I was looking for local news, you know, the usual sites that we scour.
It's not great.
No, not even that, but it was just like there was a European influence everywhere. And I was I'm not intentionally doing this. Like a story in Italy, a story in France. Okay, so it's not just me. Can't blame me.
Do you have, for the podcast, just so we're not bombarding everyone on the live show with all Euro content, do you have any good podcast exclusive chat?
Ooh.
You know, that maybe is not okay for air.
A little bit raunchier.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be raunchy. For
I love that that's where your brain went.
Maybe more long-winded, I suppose.
Yeah, stuff that, you know, we need
No, it's all good content, Nick. We keep it all for the show.
All right, okay.
Talk to amongst yourself as I consult my notes.
Goes back through the notes.
She's written down all of her stories that
That's
she wants
what she
to tell
did.
Us. Yeah. I did notice.
It's quite funny, the two of the friends I made, some of them were like, kept their own notes for like the things that had happened. And I was like.
What? Like journals?
It's just like notes app, like what I sort of do, but for the show. But they're just like one sentence things that had happened that they're like, haha, funny, you can reflect. And I was like, that's interesting. Like I do that for work, but I sort of flesh it out so it's a 3-minute story.
Yeah, how strange.
And it was funny. I like went through some of theirs and I was like, oh, yeah, I've got that. I'm like, that's not even a story. That's just a sentence.
So
very good.
What was an example? That's so strange. Like they just wanted to not forget one of the things that happened.
Yeah, maybe.
Just memory loss.
What age are these people?
Their brain.
The age was between about 18 and 31, I'd say.
Okay. Mm.
I was the third oldest. Okay. That's fine.
It's fine, guys. It's okay.
Sound. I was going to say you didn't need to belittle yourself.
We didn't need to clarify. I was just
curious from a census perspective.
Yes.
One thing I might mention is that I made friends with a heavily tattooed girl. That was quite interesting. Given Aaliyah, I'm not good with talking about tattoos or thinking about the concept of being needle. It was. You know, like she enjoys her tattoos and wanted to get one
she
on the tree.
She enjoys her tattoos.
She enjoys her tattoos.
She was just sitting there and she's like, I'm liking having these.
This one's for me.
She actively participates in them daily.
And I think you would probably get a kick out of me like trying to make conversation about the tattoos and trying to feign interest in a lifestyle that.
Right.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming you have no tattoos at all.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be funny to learn she had an entire back piece?
No, I don't.
It would be cool.
Do you have any tats?
I do. I've got about 3. Do I need to go into detail? No, I'll go into detail. I've got a Harry Potter one on my left wrist. And it's the Deathly Hallows symbol,
and it says,
I solemnly swear
I'm
not good.
Oh,
I know.
No.
Sorry. I know. Sorry. It was my very first one. It's my first one.
Oh, my God. My Kentucky friend does the same.
Really? Well, I think we need to make friends.
That's so funny.
We need to make friends.
Details.
Yes. Oh. Then I've got a rocket on my ankle.
And then live, laugh, love on my ribcage.
Yeah. Obviously.
Oh, my God.
And
a tramp stamp.
How long have you been listening to the Nick and Jules podcast for?
Forever.
You might need to go through the back.
No, I mean, you understand why that lands, right? Like the tattoo thing, the Deathly Hallows?
Not entirely.
That's so funny. I am regularly on record saying this is, and I don't mean for this to be insulting to you personally, but I regularly say that's the worst tattoo you could possibly have.
So it was nice having a producer for a day.
That's so funny.
I quit. Thanks, guys. See you later.
That's so funny.
Just Nick's requirement is that you laser it off until you can take your job.
That's so funny.
I went through a lot of pain to get this. It's staying.
that's good. That's fantastic. Good. Excellent. Jill, that
you just made, where did you get off on the wrong foot?
You just made Jules in my year. That's funny.
Would you get a tattoo?
No, I wouldn't.
No?
No.
Never?
Well, I would, but I don't feel particularly strongly about anything enough to, you know, get it. I went on a date last weekend with a girl who had lots of tattoos, and we're talking about it. And she's like, yeah, you just get them because, you know, you like them, they're cool. And I was like, that's good. I much more prefer that to the people that are like, this one's got meaning behind it.
Like, so you rather meaningless ones.
Yeah. She also had yours aren't questionable. Yeah, yeah. She had some questionable tattoos as well because I think there are points.
He's like, yours aren't questionable. And I'm like, I have a rocket on my ankle.
What's the context of the rocket on the ankle?
Well, so when I was a street teamer or a Black Thunder, my Thunder Pilot name was Thunder Pilot Rocket.
Thunderpilot Rocket.
Yeah. So when
your
I left.
Thunderpilot name.
Yeah.
You have to have like cool names.
Yeah, you have to have a cool on-air name. Like,
for crosses. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Thunderpilot. You get it. Why you can Rocket? Tell who was not a straight Why teamer Rocket? In the room. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea, but it was just given to me.
Just didn't question it.
And then I was like, oh, I like it.
It's my identity.
Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mine was Slick.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Slick Nick, because it was more.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
It was Triple M mostly focused, because our CD didn't really love the hit team to be using him as much. And there was also one guy predominantly that did. The hit ones, and that he was Black Leather Pilot Curly Whirly, who is Jacob, who does the morning show in Mackay.
He does have curly hair.
Very much so.
Curly Whirly.
Yeah, Curly Whirly.
I've named a few people, street teamers in my time, but I've never had a name.
You've bestowed the blessing. Mm. Wow.
Well,
yeah. Would you like us
can
to?
Can I have a name?
Should we give you one? is that something we should
just think about it immediately?
Yeah.
Your homework for tonight.
Yeah, tomorrow on the show, you and I will both present Jules a...
on the show? Oh, please, the podcast.
The podcast,
on
I
the
mean.
Podcast. Sorry, okay, cool.
This separate entity. All right, there we go. We're done for another day. That's the podcast. We should also say as well, moving forward, the podcast, new and invigorated.
Ooh.
Reinvigorated the podcast. We'll have some segments coming up across this week and the next few weeks as we try to figure it out. Obviously, you can expect the show to be at least 23% better.
23%.
Mm. It's a big guarantee.
Also, a very specific number.
I thought I was underselling it.
I prefer underselling and then over-delivering.
Because I think, you know, if you wanted to say we've got a new member of the team, theoretically that should be at least 50% better because it's an entire person.
That's true.
So 23.
Pressure's on.
Well, I'm really small, so probably like half a person.
Okay, so 23 then.
Yeah, exactly.
So 23 is spot on.
The math is mathing.
There we go. All right, enjoy the podcast. Enjoy some Euro content coming up. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow with brand new producer, brand new segments, all that stuff. Hello, welcome, goodbye.
Nick, yep, I'm back. Yes, you probably heard I went to Europe for a month. I went on a Kentucky tour.
Yeah.
I had a great time, went to lots of countries. I hung out with like 50 new people, 50 strangers became friends.
Well, we don't care, Jules. Sorry. I mean, we do, but we've heard it. We know. We kind of have lived vicariously. We've lived the jealousy side of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
The thing, though, that you, I guess, will mock me for is that I missed a lot of the key moments that happened in the group. We were chatting, Nick and Em, when you guys were doing the show, we were occasionally checking in with me.
Yeah, we did have you on, yeah.
There was one night when I was in San Sebastian. You're like, oh, what are you up to? You had a big night. Well, actually, everyone's out. I've run out of underwear. I'm doing my laundry and it's 2 a.m.
Oh, running out of underwear. What a grim situation to be at.
Some girls on my tour managed to pack 2 outfits a day. I was struggling to pack enough underwear. Anyway, we've learned our lesson. We needed to pack more. But this continued to happen to me to the point where it was like, my life was a sitcom. I was a TV show, like the classic episode of How I Met Your Mother, and this guy, the Blitz, who kept on missing everything.
Every time Blitz left a place, something amazing happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was my room.
Completely naked.
Completely naked.
Aw, man.
So there was just a lot of the completely naked people that you were missing out on, or?
Speaking of nakedness, one night when I was doing laundry, everyone went skinny dipping, including the bus driver and the tour manager.
Oh, man.
Oh, I really want to see that bus driver naked.
The night where the girl breaks her leg and that's all that everyone can talk about for the rest of the tour.
Oh, man.
I really want to see that woman break her leg.
When a girl scraped her arms and it was the most insane moment where she basically jumped from a bike into the bottom of a cliff. Was I there?
Man.
No.
I'm sorry, first of all, that you feel like you missed out. Mm-hmm. You feel like pretty, like you didn't get to see an old bus driver's dong and you and you didn't watch two women grievously injure themselves.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that I needed to see those things.
You want to feel included.
It was the fact when they're all, getting towards the end of the 25-day tour, everyone's on the bus and everyone's passing the microphone around saying, what was your favourite moment of the tour? What was the favourite moment? And everyone goes,
Graham's dong. And yours was like, oh, that one time doing laundry was pretty good though. You are back from Europe, mm-hmm. and generally the person that's on holidays is the one that brings souvenirs back.
Yes. Usually, yep, come back with a suitcase full of them, give them to all the loved ones.
And I noticed lack of gifts today, but that's fine because I've bought you a gift. I've bought you something, Jules.
Have you now? Wow.
I've got a present for you and it's a present for me as well.
Oh, okay. So it's a little bit selfish, right?
Share. Mm. Well, no. You know. And also a gift for everyone listening.
What?
Because this gift is going to make the show, hopefully significantly better.
What was wrong with the show?
Well, mate, I don't know where you were the last 5 weeks, but half of the show wasn't even rocking up to work, so.
I'm intrigued.
All right, so look, I'll pop it down in front of you here, and ooh, it's exciting. You like how I wrapped it?
It's quite big. Is it moving?
Big for a present. Look, let's dive in, and what could it possibly be? And
what?
Oh, my God.
It's...
Is that a brand new producer for the show?
Hello, lovely to meet you.
Aaliyah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Lovely to meet you all.
This is so exciting.
Producer.
Yeah, I got you one, Jules. I went, you know, now just remember, it's not just for Christmas. You've got to look after it.
Yeah, you've got to feed me, clothe me.
Pay our wages.
Pay my wages.
Oh, me personally, I have to do that, right?
Well, mate,
okay.
Apparently you can afford to duck off to Europe for 5 weeks of the year, so you're fine,
touché,
obviously.
Producer Aaliyah, happy to have you. So
thanks, guys.
Is this your first day too?
Yeah, day one.
Okay.
Day one.
We're both in the same boat. Both have no idea what's happening right now.
No one really does. No, very excited to have another member of the team on board. I say present for you, for me, and for the show, because hopefully with Aaliyah on board, that we're going to have, I don't know, just...
Someone to laugh at your jokes.
A more finely tuned machine.
Someone to maybe do the numbers crunching for you that you love to do.
I do love a numbers crunch.
No pressure. No pressure at all.
Well, this really makes my actual gift that I gave you pale in comparison.
Do you have an actual gift? That's got to be it.
The most cliche thing I could find in Italy.
For those, I mean, we'll put this up on the Instagram, at Nick and Jules, but it's the letter N with... Is that, what flag is that, Italian?
It's the Italian flag.
I thought you loved Italy,
I
Nick.
Do love it.
I'll
I don't know,
myself.
Mate.
Nick, I've spent the last month with, 50-odd people doing Kentucky Tour of Europe.
Right.
It's good to have some alone time. It's good to come back. Majority of the people I got along with, 48 of the people on the tour, it was probably about two people that stood out where everyone was kind of just like, ugh, they're kind of the douchebags on the trip.
Every group's got them.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to really paint a picture where the stereotypically annoying American tourists.
Okay.
There was two of them. I don't think we have time to delve into both of them today. So I'm going to do a choose your own adventure. Nick, you get to choose which douchebag we'll unpack today.
Number one or number two?
Mm.
Do I need to get to know anything about number one or number two?
You can have Kenny the model.
Oh.
Or Tyler the guitarist.
Oh, no.
Which one's worse?
Give me Kenny the model.
Kenny the model. I'm so glad you said Kenny. Now, Kenny was traveling with a friend of his, also an American.
Sure.
The friend was fine. Can't remember the friend's name. The friend may as well have been his videographer.
Oh.
Because everywhere they went, Kenny was doing a piece to camera, a video.
A piece to camera?
He was going to do a backflip off a boat in Capri. Hey, guys, welcome back to my channel. Hey, guys.
What?
Hey, guys.
What?
I'm going to need to try this gelato. I rate it 11 out of 10. And it was just constant. Thank God he wasn't there for the full month.
Oh, my God. I hate this guy. Sorry, Kenny.
Kenny was very entertaining to the point where Kenny, the model, first of all, PT instructor.
Sure.
Loved himself. Loved being shirtless. There was times where he was on the bus. No one else was shirtless except Kenny was shirtless.
Kenny was shirtless
Kenny
on
was
the bus.
Shirtless. And there was one time
where everyone
gets dolled up for this big night. We're going to Monaco, the Monte Carlo casino.
Right.
Everyone's got more than 45 minutes to get ready. So we are looking fine.
Right.
All the girls are getting dolled up. Kenny is there. It's 40 degrees, but he is rocking this black shirt, these black pants. He looks suave. He gets his friend to take shots of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful, sprawling landscape over the blue ocean.
Love it. Yeah, okay.
And he takes several photos. He takes a full photo album. And you know when girls are like, we've got the shot.
Yeah.
We've got the one shot. We'll upload that one photo to Instagram.
Sure.
What does Kenny do? Kenny uploads an entire album.
Can I see that, Jules?
Of 35 photos.
He's done the Kenny is not as good looking as I was expecting Kenny to be.
Kenny thought, I can't pick my favorite shot. I've got to upload 35 of them.
35. You didn't tell me that Kenny was a middle-aged mum who's just been to a function with her friends and is like, oh, I was going to show everyone what I've been up to at brunch.
No, and Kenny, at the end of the trip, he was like, oh, it's so sad. You guys are continuing the tour. I'm only here for 2 weeks, but you guys have the best time. You know what? I'm going to drop my Instagram, so if anyone wants to follow me. He lost some followers.
Matt, of course you would have.
Nick, I want you to cast your mind back to the world of internships.
Oh, yeah.
Unpaid placements where you're told maybe you need to figure out what you're going to do with your life. Maybe you go to this place. Maybe you go to this business and that will figure out everything. No, you have to fetch coffee for people. Mm. You might have to get paper cuts from doing too much filing. You have to form your idea of the world.
You're told it's going to be very good for experience and then we'll pay you an exposure. That's that's a big thing we get told in radio.
Well,
or in the arts in general.
Oh, my God. Imagine this for an internship. Solving the world's problems.
I mean, that feels like something that should be honestly a little bit above the intern, if I'm honest with you.
Have a pay grade. No. Yeah. Imagine being a spy intern in London.
I mean, it would be cool. It really feels like that's something they should not be giving the internships to.
Well, they do actually give you a bit of a salary for this.
Oh, mate, if they're giving you a gun, they should give you a salary as well.
I don't know if they give you a gun. A $10,000 salary plus 5 days of annual leave.
Wow.
And the experience to see what it's like for uni students to do an 11-week internship in London.
You don't see that in any of the James Bond movies when he was trying to do the paperwork and be like putting in his request for annual leave, did you?
No, they don't get tied down with paperwork, but you get to see how cyber, how data science, coding, they all help to shape the world, how to protect threats in person and online.
It's nice because I suppose that they're trying to, they obviously want people to be concerned by national security and safety and all that stuff. But there'd be everyone that applies would just be thinking about James Bond movies.
Exactly. Where's the fun stuff? When do I get to wear the funky watch and the suits and I get to go to glam parties, right?
When do I start drinking martinis? And they go, we'd really prefer you didn't do that on the job, sir. That does make the rest of the job pretty difficult.
How would they afford the martinis on the $10,000 salary? I don't get that.
Yeah, I imagine that's where probably the majority of the money goes towards.
Yes.
Daniel Craig has obviously recently been stood down. Not stood down, like he's, you know, finished up as James Bond. We're waiting to find out who the new one is going to be.
Yes.
This might be just casting for the... If the new James Bond is just first day, it's an 18-year-old uni student that, like, you know, I was thinking, I might take a gap year. I might try and save the world. Who knows? Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.